Katy Perry loses trademark battle against Australian woman Katy Perry, David and Goliath case. By Alana Mastrangelo on April 30, 2023. Pop star Katy Perry has lost her trademark battle against an Australian fashion designer named Katy Perry in a unique lawsuit that has been dubbed a David and Goliath case. Australian fashion designer Katy Taylor, who sells clothing under her birth name Katy Perry, filed a lawsuit saying the merchandise sold during the pop star's 2014 Australian tour infringed on a trademark she owns. On Friday, a judge ruled that clothing sold for the singer's tour did in fact breach the designer's trademark, according to a report by BBC News. This is a tale of two women, two teenage dreams and one name, Justice Brigitte Markovich wrote in her ruling, the report added. Markovich added that the pop star, born Katherine Hudson, use the name Katy Perry name in good faith and doesn't owe the designer any personal compensation. The singer's company Katy Perry, however, will have to pay damages. In a statement on her website, the Australian plaintiff offered the following explanation. Earlier today the Federal Court of Australia published its decision in which I won the biggest battle of my business career. The David and Goliath case, my legal action against the singer, Katy Perry, and her companies. For infringing my Katy Perry trademark in Australia, which I've held since 29 September 2008. The 42-year-old designer initially began selling clothing under her brand name Katy Perry in 2007 and registered it as a trademark in Australia in 2008. Meanwhile, the 38-year-old California girl singer started landing her first big hits in 2008. You may remember that in 2009 there was an attempt to shut me down by the US singer. It failed and the opposition to my trademark was withdrawn. The fashion designer said I resisted an attack on me and the trademark. Perry went on to explain that after the last Friday night singer failed to stop her from registering her trademark in Australia, she simply disregarded it. The singer has continued to ignore my trademark and one of her companies continues to sell infringing goods unlawfully in Australia, she said. The designer added that she felt bullied, insulted and surprised when she eventually received a letter from the Dark Horse singer's lawyers, telling her to immediately stop selling merchandise under her birth name and sign a document promising never to trade under her name again. Instead of giving in, I decided to fight against this injustice, the designer said. Not only have I fought myself, but I fought for small businesses in this country. Many of them started by women, who can find themselves up against overseas entities who have much more financial power than we do, she added. This is not the first time the I Kissed a Girl singer has been accused of bullying someone. Last month, the pop star was slammed for her snarky attitude toward an American Idol contestant who is a mother of three at the age of 25. During the episode, Perry appeared cold and dismissive to bubbly, redheaded contestant Sarah Beth Leiba, insulting her more than once before unenthusiastically voting in her favor. Viewers objected to Perry's dismissive attitude, calling her a mean girl and a bully. Leiba also responded to the singer making fun of her for being a young mother, saying it was embarrassing and hurtful to be mom-shamed on national television. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.